This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the federal indictment against former U.S. President Donald Trump contains a detailed timeline alleging violations of the law.
November 2021, Trump directs his executive assistant and body man, Walt Notta, and another employee to start moving boxes from a storage room to his residence for him to review. Notta is charged in the indictment as Trump's co-conspirator. On December 7, 2021, Notta finds that several of Trump's boxes have fallen, spilling contents onto a storage room floor. The indictment says among them is a document with a secret intelligence marking.
That's AP's Norman Hall. Canada continues to deal with wildfires, with the air pushing a lot of the smoke to the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It was a week of misery for many who live in the smoke-filled Northeast, especially those with breathing problems. But shifting winds are helping the smoke blow out to sea in the mid-Atlantic, says the EPA's Director of Air Quality Assessment, Chet Wayland.
The good news is it's starting to clear up in some of the northern parts of the country. And hopefully in a few days, it'll clear out down here in the mid-Atlantic areas as well.
He suggests that people use their app and website, airnow.gov, which pinpoints the air in your neighborhood based on zip code.
You can actually take actions to protect your health in real time.
He says people should review the color coding and the number of pollution particles per cubic meter to help determine if they're at risk. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russian President Vladimir Putin asserted Friday that the Ukrainian troops have started a long-expected counteroffensive and were suffering significant losses. His comments came just hours after a string of drone strikes inside Russian territory. This is VOA News. The UN aid chief says that Ukraine faces a hugely worse humanitarian situation than before the rupture of a dam there. He says an extraordinary 700,000 people are in need of drinking water, and the ravaging by flooding in one of the world's most important breadbaskets will almost inevitably lead to lower grain exports, higher food prices around the world, and less to eat for millions in need. Undersecretary General Martin Griffiths warned in an interview on Friday with the Associated Press that this is a viral problem. He adds that the truth is this is the only beginning of seeing the consequences of the act. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shocked Britain Friday by announcing he is quitting as a lawmaker after being told he will be sanctioned for misleading Parliament. VOA's Jeff Custer.
Johnson resigned Friday after receiving the results of an investigation by lawmakers over misleading statements he made to Parliament about what has become known as Partygate, a series of government parties held during his tenure as Prime Minister in breach of his own strict COVID-19 pandemic rules. Johnson accused opponents of trying to drive him out and hinted he might try to return. In his statement, he said, "It's very sad to be leaving Parliament for now." Johnson quit as Prime Minister in 2022 amid multiple scandals, but remained a member of Parliament. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
There's a proposal in Congress to roll back an Obama-era rule that requires airlines to show the total price of a ticket up front in advertising. The AP's Ed Donahue.
House bill would let airlines advertise the base airfare, excluding taxes and fees, as long as they include a link to an all-in price or disclose it some other way. Airlines have been unhappy with the rule in place. Consumer advocates are unhappy with this proposal. The bill also includes a plan to let people become pilots with less time in the cockpit, allowing for more training in simulators. Garth Thompson, head of the Airline Pilots Association at United Airlines, calls it a horrible idea, saying the rule is literally written in blood because of crashes that involve pilot experience. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Guatemalan official says that migrant transit centers financed by the United States will be set up in Guatemala to receive applications from Central America citizens seeking to apply for work visas, family reunification as well, or refugee status. Both governments have said they will launch a webpage Monday on which people will be able to request appointments. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.